vessels, xylem vessels which transport water in plants, and red blood cells which carry oxygen in animals, are so specialized that they lose their nuclei once they are mature. As the nucleus contains the genes, then these cells clearly cannot develop into other cells. In fact, specialization is irreversible in most animal cells. Once cells have matured and specialized, they can no longer develop into any other cells, or in other words, they lose their totipotency. Only a few totipotent cells exist in mature animals. These are adult stem cells. Stem cells are undifferentiated dividing cells that occur in adult animal tissues and need to be constantly replaced. They are found in the inner lining of the small intestine, in the skin, and also in the bone marrow, which produces red and white blood cells. Under certain conditions, stem cells can develop into other types of cell. As a result, they can be used to treat a variety of genetic disorders, such as blood diseases, thalassemia, and sickle cell anemia. In addition to the adult stem cells found in mature organisms, stem cells also occur at the earliest stage of the development of an embryo, before the cells have differentiated. These are embryonic stem cells. The situation in plants is different. Mature plants have many totipotent cells. Under the right conditions, many plant cells can develop into any other cell. For example, if we take a cell from the root of a carrot, place it in a solution of suitable nutrient medium, and give it a certain chemical stimuli at the right time, we can develop a completely new carrot plant. Growing cells outside of a living organism in this way is called in vitro development. Since the new carrot plant is genetically identical to the one from which the single root cell came, it is a clone. Cells from most plant cells can be used to clone new plants in this way.